I smiled at myself in the mirror as I applied the finishing touches to my makeup. I wore thick black eyeliner and heavy mascara, a complete contrast to the pale shimmer of gold eyeshadow that coated my lids. I knew that my makeup was a little dramatic for a simple family barbecue, but I didn't care. I really thought that my choice of colors would help to complement my tan, and perhaps get me a little bit of extra attention from a certain guest. I pouted at myself in the mirror, then applied a layer of shiny, clear lip gloss. I knew I looked good, and I couldn't help but smile to myself as I squeezed into my tight red tube top and even tighter denim skirt. I completed my look with some black wedge sandals and gave myself one final look in the mirror. With my long, lithe legs and firm round breasts on display like this, I was bound to get some attention, both good and bad, probably. I could smell burgers cooking on the grill as I walked down the stairs and made my way across the house towards the kitchen. There were already a lot of people in the back garden, and a few in the kitchen, chatting and drinking beers. I smiled at them, recognizing one as a distant cousin and the other as somebody on my stepdad's side of the family. They smiled back, and carried on with their conversation, although I could tell that they were definitely taken with the way that I looked. That was a good sign. I walked over to the fridge and opened it, then bent down low to take out a nice cold beer. I knew that the guys behind me would get a perfect view of my firm, round ass in its skimpy little thong, and listened expectantly for the gasp of shock that would inevitably follow. Sure enough, I heard them, and had to stifle a giggle. They tried to cover the sound by coughing and hastily carrying on with their conversation. That was just the reaction I needed to give me the confidence to go outside and find Greg. Greg was my stepdad's best friend and I'd had a crush on him for as long as I could remember. He was tall and good-looking, with a muscular physique and boyish good looks, even though he was in his early 40s, just like my stepdad. I would always flirt with him whenever he came to the house, and he would flirt with me too, provided my stepdad wasn't around. It was because of this behavior, the cheeky smiles and tongue-in-cheek comments and compliments he would throw my way, that I thought he might have a bit of a crush on me too. For my 18th birthday, he had bought me a silver bracelet, which was far more thoughtful and expensive than the $40 gift card that my stepdad had bought for me. Since that day, I hadn't been able to get Greg off my mind, and now that I had the chance to impress and ensnare him with my tight teenage body, I couldn't afford to miss it. I strutted outside, taking a gulp of my beer, and scanned the sea of faces until I set eyes on Greg. He was stood on the far side of the garden, talking to my mom and a few of her friends and relatives. That was no good. I needed to get him while he was on his own, otherwise it would be painfully obvious what I was trying to do, and might end up causing a scene. My mom was flirting with Greg unashamedly, as she always did, and I knew that if I went over and began flicking my hair over my shoulder and fluttering my eyelashes, that she would surely become jealous. Greg just seemed to have that effect on women. Instead, I decided to bide my time and went over to where my stepdad was tending the barbecue. There were two tables either side of him, completely covered in plates of food and ice buckets with various alcoholic drinks inside. I gulped down the last of my beer and went over to grab another one from one of the ice buckets. "How many have you had?" a deep voice said, making me jump as I snatched up a bottle. It was my stepdad, and he sounded like his usual, moody self. I turned to look at him and smiled sweetly, before opening the beer and swallowing a mouthful. He was flipping burgers on the barbecue, but kept his eyes firmly locked onto me. "This is my second," I said, in response to his question. He frowned at me and took his attention back to cooking. "Good. Keep it that way," he said, "you're only 18, and I don't want you making a scene while 90% of our family are here." I scoffed at his words, and carried on sipping my beer. This was just typical behavior for him. He was so controlling and moody, always obsessed with what everybody else thought of him and determined to be in charge. That was probably why he and I never really got along. I was rebellious by nature, and the more he told me not to do something, the more I would strive to do just that. I'm serious, Lindsay, my stepdad continued, his voice becoming more stern. It's bad enough that you have to come downstairs looking like that, but if you embarrass me by acting up, then I promise, you'll be sorry. His words stung a little. I knew that he wouldn't approve of the way I dressed, but hearing him say so with such venom in his voice was hard to stomach. I felt a bubble of rage beginning to swell inside me, and gritted my teeth. What's that supposed to mean? I hissed at him. I knew exactly what he meant, but I just couldn't stand the thought of him having the last word. It means you look ridiculous. My stepdad snapped back at me. People were starting to stare now, and I felt my face flushing red. You look like a cheap little tramp. If I wasn't so busy, I'd drag you upstairs myself right now and see that you put something on that doesn't look so goddamn slutty. I was shocked by his outburst, and mortified by the way he said it. People were staring, and I felt a horrible wave of shame and embarrassment wash over me. My stepdad's face was a picture of strange emotion. He looked angry and exasperated, but also, excited. He fixed me with an intense stare, and I could see that he was short of breath. All this, just because I was wearing a tight top and a tiny skirt. It just didn't make any sense. But me being me, I was determined not to lose face in front of all these people. I had to get the last word, so without thinking, I opened my mouth. Sorry, Daddy, I said, in a tone laced with poison, but perhaps dirty old men like you should keep their eyes from wandering. Then maybe you wouldn't have such a problem with these. I gestured towards my perky, round tits as I spoke, and heard gasps of shock coming from some of the guests. My stepdad's face turned a deep shade of crimson, and I saw sweat breaking out at his brow. I'd never seen him so angry before. He literally looked like he might burst into flames at any minute. So, rather than hang around for his response, I turned on my heel and marched across the garden, robbing him the satisfaction of chastising me again. I knew I'd crossed a line, but I didn't care. I was overwhelmed with a sudden sense of confidence, and I knew I should capitalize on it. I saw that Greg was alone, and he was making his way towards the doors that lead into the kitchen. This was my chance. I followed him as he entered the house, walked through the kitchen, and then opened the basement door. He was obviously going down to fetch more supplies for the party. This was the perfect opportunity for me. I waited until he was down the stairs, and then began to follow, closing the basement door behind me, quietly. Hi Greg, I said, once I reached the bottom of the stairs. He cried out in shock, and dropped the box of plastic cutlery that he was holding. I giggled and rushed over to him. Sorry, I said, I didn't mean to scare you. He smiled at me and shook his head. What are you doing down here, Linz? He asked, grinning widely at me, but also fixing me with a suspicious stare. Shouldn't you be up above ground, enjoying the party? I felt the same strange surge of confidence urging me on, and took another step closer towards him. I felt my body tingling with anticipation as I reached out and took hold of his hand. Actually, I'd rather be down here with you, I said, my voice deliberately low and seductive. It's kind of nice to have some time alone, don't you think? His hand rested limply in mine, but he didn't pull away. I watched as the look of shock on his face visibly morphed into one of desire, as I took another step forwards, so that our bodies were almost touching. I looked up at him through my thick black lashes and bit my lip. I've waited so long to get you alone, Greg, I whispered, squeezing his hand, so that I could feel how nice and hard you are for me. I reached out and grabbed his cock through his jeans, and sure enough he was rock hard. He gasped in shock, but made no attempt to stop me. I squeezed him, and began slowly rubbing up and down, feeling him swelling and getting harder in my hand. Lindsay, we can't, your dad will. Greg stammered, but his resistance was futile. I pressed my lips against his and slipped my tongue into his mouth. His cock throbbed in my hand as we explored each other's mouths, and I felt my panties beginning to get wet. I couldn't believe I was finally doing what I'd been fantasizing about for months. Greg reached up and grabbed my tube top, yanking it down so my tits spilled free. He took my nipples between his fingers and began to squeeze, tugging gently at them until they were erect. I moaned softly, and began tugging at his zipper. A sense of urgency took over, and I broke away from our kiss to yank at his belt and undo his zipper. I looked down and watched his huge cock spring free from the binds of his clothing. It was huge and swollen, and I licked my lips hungrily at the mere sight of it. Before I knew what was happening, I felt Greg's strong hands on my shoulders, pushing me down to my knees. I opened my mouth to cry out in shock, and he immediately thrust his hips forwards, physically gagging me with his huge cock. I choked and spluttered as he slid his way down my throat. I couldn't believe how rough he was being with me, but I had no way of protesting. I was literally rendered mute by his huge, thick cock. That's it, he groaned, grabbing me by the hair and forcing me to take him even deeper. I knew you'd suck cock like a pro. You're such a little slut, Lindsay. Such a perfect, dirty slut. His words made me feel strange. He was insulting, but complimenting me at the same time. It made me feel almost ashamed of what I was doing, but ultimately my pussy began to throb at his words. I wanted this. I wanted to be his dirty little slut. I ran my tongue over the ridges of his shaft, feeling every inch of him as he continued to ravage my mouth. His grip on my hair tightened, and I felt my eyes beginning to water. Pain and desire were taking over, and I found myself growing impatient. My clit was fluttering in my panties, and I could feel my juices starting to make the smooth, silky material slick and wet. I needed something inside of me. I reached between my legs and tugged my thong to one side. Then I greedily stuffed two fingers inside myself and felt my stomach beginning to tighten at the welcome invasion. I was so wet that I surprised even myself, and began finger-fucking myself with ease, sliding in and out quickly. It felt absolutely sensational, like every fiber of me was tingling with a filthy anticipation. I couldn't wait to feel Greg's cock inside me instead of my eager fingers. But then, to my horror, I felt something else. I felt my skirt was being hitched up, and my ass cheeks were being parted. I squealed, but my cries of shock were muffled by Greg's swollen dick. I tried to turn my head to see who was behind me, but Greg tightened his grip on my hair. Come on, Lindsay, Greg said in a low voice, no struggling. Me and your daddy just want some fun. Cold fear washed over me, and I realized then who the second pair of hands belonged to. I wanted to run and fight, but there was an even stronger part of me that was curious. It was my daddy who had his hands on my tight teenage ass, squeezing and kneading my supple flesh. I felt so dirty that it was somehow liberating, so, instead of struggling, I simply submitted. I shuddered with dread and delight as my daddy's rough hands squeezed my tight, smooth ass cheeks, and then began to squeeze the insides of my thighs too. His hand brushed the gusset of my panties, and I heard him groan as he felt how wet I was. Oh, baby, he hissed, and then began to massage my pussy through the soft, silky fabric of my underwear. You're nice and wet for daddy, aren't you? I felt so ashamed as he spoke. But I knew, deep down, that I wanted it. I wanted him to slide his fingers inside the gusset of my panties and begin playing with my aching, throbbing clit. I wanted him to fill my hungry pussy. I wanted him to fuck me. I began grinding myself against his hand, showing him how horny I was. I couldn't speak because of the cock in my mouth, but it was clear what my desires were. My stepdad groaned in appreciation again and then began to peel my panties away from my soaking wet pussy. I squealed with delight as I felt the hard tip of his prick teasing my quivering, wet opening. I couldn't believe I was giving my pussy up to my own stepdad. I was such a filthy little slut. And daddy knew it. Filthy slut. He barked, spanking me hard on my ass so that I cried out in pain, and choked painfully on Greg's huge prick. I winced again as my stepdad continued to spank me, and I felt tears brimming in the corners of my eyes. This was so wrong. I felt so ashamed of myself. But I did nothing to stop him. Is her pussy tight? Greg grunted, his voice uneven and raspy as he continued to violate my mouth. Pleasure was taking him, and I knew it wouldn't be long before he shot his load down my throat. The thought of it made me tremble with strange anticipation. Ooh yeah, daddy said in a smooth voice, tight, pink and wet, just the way I like it. With those words he slid his stiff cock into me and caused me to moan like a silly whore. I couldn't believe how good it felt to break such a huge taboo. I never would have guessed that my stepdad had such a huge cock, but the way he filled me up proved that it was so. He delved inside me with deep, powerful thrusts that were painful as well as exhilarating. My tight little pussy stretched around his shaft, causing me to whine and squirm. He spanked my sore ass cheek once again and then started to fuck me, brutally. I choked and gagged on Greg's cock as Daddy forced his way up inside me, yanking on my hair and spanking my ass, showing me that he and he alone was the one in control. He was so huge, and I felt a dull ache in the pit of my stomach every time he slammed into me. But every time I made any sound of discomfort or pain, he just slapped me even harder on the ass. "Dirty, fucking, bitch," he grunted as he thrust into me. His words worked me up into a frenzy. I was a dirty little bitch. A cheap little slut, in need of Daddy's huge cock to come and straighten me out. I had every intention of fucking Greg that day, but instead I found myself on my knees, taking Daddy's huge cock until I felt like I could take no more. Greg didn't seem to mind though. He grunted and growled, grabbing me under the chin and tilting my face up to look at him. "Look at me," he commanded, "look at me while I feed you." I felt his prick beginning to convulse and shudder in my mouth, and he squeezed it hard at the base of his shaft. I looked up at him through tear-streaked eyes and saw his face as he let go completely. He yelped as his cock exploded in my mouth, and tilted my head back as he tipped his hot, sticky cum down my throat. "Drink it, bitch," he hissed, causing my pussy to swell and quiver at his dirty words. I swallowed him down, feeling myself getting more turned on by the second. My pussy tightened around Daddy's shaft and I realized that I was about to come. Greg pulled out of my mouth and I gasped, relieved to be able to breathe freely. But instead of panting for air, I found myself screaming out, "I'm such a naughty girl, Daddy," I cried, urging my stepdad to fuck me harder. "I'm so sorry, Daddy. I'm just a horny little slut. I can't help it. I need discipline." My stepdad gasped at the filthy words that were coming out of my mouth, and to my delight he began fucking me harder. He slammed into me over and over, with such a force that it took my breath away as I cried and screamed with pleasure. "Fuck me, Daddy," I wailed, feeling my pussy starting to shudder. My stepdad's prick slammed against my G-spot over and over until I felt like I was going to explode. Then, with a loud yelp of ecstasy, my stepdad buried his finger in my asshole as he shot his load inside of me. It was too much to handle, and I came immediately, squirting my juices all over him as he pumped me to the brim. I'd never felt so filthy and fantastic in all of my life, and for a while afterwards I was literally delirious with pleasure. It took a while for me to gather my senses, but when I finally did, I realized that I was laid on my side in the fetal position, with a huge grin on my face. Daddy and Greg were stood over me, looking as pleased with themselves as I was. "I hope you've learned your lesson," my stepdad said. His voice was stern, but his face was relaxed and still mildly excited as he drank in the sight of my quivering body. He and Greg really had made a fantastic mess of me, and I couldn't help but grin in response. "I think so, Daddy," I said with a smile. "Sometimes I just need somebody to keep me in line. I'll try to be a good girl in future." He and Greg grinned at each other. It was clear that I didn't mean what I said, and it was clear that they would take great pleasure in disciplining me the next time I stepped out of line. I never knew my daddy could be so dirty.